Is this the domain of proving or disapproving and that scientific, logical approach? There are different approaches. Yes, we believe in the scientific logic because it helps the blind. In the society we are living, majority are blind to the truth. So they need that cane, but beware of the cane, yes?
Were there no men of vision and kings, all the blind in the world would be dead. From the blind comes neither sowing, nor reaping, nor cultivation, nor trainings and profit.
Yeah. So, okay, that cane will help the blind man to live. But if there were no eyes around, these blind people will die because they cannot do anything. First thing is to sow. Means what? Means the action that Omar explained to us. You remember Omar? What he did when he found this messenger. A good fellow, and ready to learn, he planted the seed of knowledge over there. This is what we do. We plant this. The knowledge we have is not a knowledge in book. It's a knowledge in heart. What we do in this system, all of us, I mean, from the top to the lowest echelon, me as a teacher with no other stuff here. What are we trying to do? To plant the seed of kindness and love in your heart. Not to plant an idea in your head. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to do that. The blind people, they cannot do that. They cannot plant, they cannot grab the outcome of that, they don't build. They just survive with that cane. So with the logic, you can just survive. If not, you have to find someone with the eyes to lean on, then inshallah your eye will open. Yes.
If he did not bestow mercy and grace upon you, the wood of your logical deduction would break.
Even here, istidlal became logical deduction. Yes.
What is this cane?
This cane I was talking about, what is it? Because maybe you're confused, you don't want to face it. Let him explain what is that cane. Means, what is that word of istidlal? What do I mean by logical, scientific logic or something like that, yes?
Inferences and demonstration.
Inferences and demonstration, of course, maybe will do, but the way I say it, the first is comparison, comparing, qiyas. And that word is important for us, remember? Remember the story of the parrot and the merchant? Over there, Rumi said, oh, look at you. Your information is from this comparing, which is superficial to begin with. Here you will say, okay, either is that or dalil. Demonstration is not dalil. Dalil is guidance, is the guide, and is the proof. The real translation of dalil will be the proof.
Which is different than Burhan, because Burhan is also proof.
Burhan
is Arabic.
Burhan is Arabic, istidlal is Arabic, and they are very, very close. I mean, you could use, in a normal conversation, instead of Burhan, you could say Dalil. I mean, in Persian language, the Iranians, they don't differentiate them. Yes, that's it. That's Burhan, and that's Dalil. Istidlal means doing, bringing the Dalil, bringing up the proof. Burhan is another way of saying, give me your Burhan. But they don't say Istibrahan, which is the complicated form of it. They come back to that. Yes?
Who gazed on that cane? The all-seeing and almighty one. Since the cane has become a weapon of quarrel and attack, break that cane to pieces, O blind man.
I believe everybody is sleeping, right? Should we cut it off? Are you awake? Are you listening? This is a critical moment. How should I awaken you? Listen carefully. He's talking about that cane, which we're going to talk about a lot. He said, look at this cane. Look at this proof system and proving something. First of all, this relies upon comparing this stuff, which I told you, some are not comparable that much. A bald fellow could come from breaking the jar or having an aggressive wife. I don't know. Becoming bald. You cannot compare. This is comparison, the other one is proving. First of all, this sense of proving something logically could be proven to you. What is this? Could you prove something to a cat? See? This is some gift God gave you to have a better understanding. What did you do with it? Here, this cane is making enemies out of you. Because by proving, let's go back to proving yourself. You, how do you prove yourself? How do you prove you're right? Look at that. You know how does she prove she's right? She proves others to be wrong. Yeah. By bringing down the others, you will lift your proof, in a way. So that proving yourself and istidlal have made enemies of you, or you're fighting upon that. Break the silly cane. Forget about that logical explanation, which always you hear it from both sides of a conflict. Both sides of the war, parties, they prove the necessity of that fight to you. Both are right, aren't they? And they are ready to prove it in an international inquiry. Nonsense. None of them are right. The right people, they don't fight. Because by war, no problem has ever been solved. None. Look at the human history. But we're used to that. What are we fighting on? Oh, we have different opinions. How does it happen? Is it? You know what? I tell you, get rid of it if it doesn't bring you together. If it's bothering you, let go of it. Yes?
He gave you the cane that you might approach. With that cane, you struck even at him in your anger. O company of the blind, what are you doing? Bring the seer between.
Is it? God gave you the light of logic and things like that for you to be able to get closer to just and justice and how. How come that it's working the opposite in you? This is the instrument. And you blind people, you're fighting upon it. You know what should you do? What should you do? You, group of blind people, what should you do? Is it? Find someone who has the eyes. Don't rely on the cane. Rely on that fellow with eyes. Halwa ye kuran bishikaran darid. Didban ra dar miyana avari. And amazingly, didban in Persian language, first of all, means the fellow on guard. The fellow on the top of a tower who is watching. Watch, you say it, right?
Watchman.
Yeah. Is much watchman, but if you go a little bit deeper in literature, it means the fellow who has